After CNN covers for China for years, Jake Tapper blasts Hollywood for being so eager for Chinese cash. By Joel B. Polak on December 6, 2021. CNN anchor Jake Tapper blasted Hollywood on Sunday during the State of the Union show for its silence on China's human rights abuses, after CNN has downplayed those same abuses and helped elect Joe Biden, who is compromised by China ties. As Yahoo! Entertainment noted, Jake Tapper put Hollywood, Silicon Valley and the NBA on blast during CNN's State of the Union on Sunday for continuing business with China without question despite the human rights abuses by Xi Jinping's administration. The anchor called on American businesses to follow the example of the Women's Tennis Association, which canceled events it was scheduled to hold in China after tennis player Peng Shuai accused former Vice Premier Zhang Jieli of sexually assaulting her. He contrasted this with the NBA continuing to hold events in China while the International Olympic Committee drives forward on plans to hold the Beijing Winter Olympics in February, even though officials with the IOC have said they have been in contact with Shuai. The millionaires and billionaires of Hollywood and the NBA and the IOC and Wall Street are all so eager for Chinese cash. They're pretending none of this is happening, Tapper said. There is no amount of money that can buy enough soap to wash that blood off their hands. But as Newsbusters has noted, CNN has repeatedly played the same game. Just last month, it added an editor's note to an op-ed at CNN.com about China's human rights abuses against the Muslim Uyghurs, noting that China denied the allegations. The network took months to report that the Chinese Communist Party regime lied to the world about the COVID-19 outbreak, even as it kept a running tally of deaths during President Donald Trump's administration. Now abandoned under Biden, even though more Americans have died from the coronavirus pandemic under Biden, and despite the availability of vaccines that Trump developed under Operation Warp Speed. And earlier this year, CNN faced criticism for glowing coverage of the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party and its apparent glorification of China's dictator, Xi Jinping. Moreover, CNN did its best to demonize Trump for 4 years and to promote Joe Biden during the 2020 election, while ignoring serious concerns about Biden's ties to China, especially through business deals involving Biden's son, Hunter Biden. CNN's Brian Stelter even applauded the establishment media in Silicon Valley for censoring reports about Hunter Biden's laptop, some of which showed that Hunter Biden had arranged a joint venture with a government-linked Chinese company in which Joe Biden, the big guy, was to have held a 10% stake. That evidence was corroborated by Hunter Biden's former business partner. And yet Stelter praised the censorship of the story, saying that such efforts needed to be more aggressive. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.